Okay. Right. So welcome, Kojo.
Hello.
Thank you so much for honoring me and YGP, actually, because you're very much a member of YGP. If you can kind of introduce yourself, who you are, your background in terms of like career-wise.
Sure.
And like country of heritage, I guess, to get the ball rolling.
Sure. So my name is Kojo. As you can tell, I'm of Ghanaian descent. I'm born in the UK, but my parents are both born in Ghana. So I've got an active interest in Ghana. I visit every year or two. I've been doing that for the past maybe 10 years. So my background is in banking, investment banking. That's where I work full time. I've been in banking for 6 years now. And I went to university in London, a university called Cass Business School. Cool. I studied banking and finance. So it was quite a kind of one-way street. I studied banking and then started working in banking. But during my career in banking, I kind of realized I wanted to kind of break into a bit more of an entrepreneurial field. So I set up a company called Holiday Helper. And that's basically a platform where I do brand reviews, travel content, and also help people to plan their holidays. And that includes tours in Ghana, Dubai, and Morocco.
Nice one. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's my passion for travel kind of came about through, I think, probably university, because that was the first time where I came across people of different nationality on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
So now I had friends from Russia, China, Thailand. I was able to visit them during university, and then from there I started making my own trips around Europe, and then from there to see more of the world. And yeah, from there I kind of set up the company, and then friends were encouraging me to share some of my travel tips and travel hacks. So I started as more of like a tipping platform.
Yeah.
Then evolved into travel planning and brand reviews, which is kind of where we are today. Obviously with Corona, business has hit the fan somewhat, but this is only temporary, so hopefully we can bounce back since Corona wants to let us live our best lives again.
Live our best lives, honestly. Oh, sorry. So no, I think the question here is, actually, let me begin with like my first point, which is looking at places you've traveled. You've obviously during uni you've met lots of different people. So this whole segment is just enjoying being single, and for what I've come to understand is not feeling like you're left out, but you are embracing life to its maximum. So where have you traveled? Like, can you kind of give us a few locations?
Yeah, I've been to 50 countries so far.
50 countries?
Yeah. And I think some of the most random countries are probably Russia, China, Slovakia. My most recent strange one is probably Eswatini, which is Swaziland. I went there in over Easter.
Yeah.
And that was very, very different to what I'd expect. It was very picturesque, very green. And it's kind of one of those places which are untouched. I feel like tourism there is very, very new. It's one of those places where people wouldn't typically look to visit or even be aware of, to be honest with you. But once you get out there, it's really, really beautiful, really, really green. There's lots of nice things to see out there.
Okay, right. So in terms of like your bachelor lifestyle, I'm going to get a little bit candid.
Bachelor
lifestyle. What has been like the perks? What has been like highlights of just having freedom to do what you want to do? Because we are at a time where everyone's trying to be in a relationship, or trying to, I don't know, on YouTube you see all these like couple goals and all of this situation, but what is like a seed of nugget that you can draw from that is beneficial to those that are single?
I guess as a traveler, one benefit is that you're able just to get up and go, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a partner, you know, you have to consider their schedule and their plans. But as a bachelor, have you got any opportunities to travel abroad or any events to go to or, you know, partnerships abroad, I can just go without having to let somebody know, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
a bit more freedom in that space. But I guess one of the negatives is that there's no one to share those experiences with.
Yeah.
So maybe if we did have if we were in a relationship, we could experience different places with a partner, which, you know, would be extra special.
Okay.
So there's pros and cons.
Yeah. In that.
Yeah, definitely pros and cons, yeah.
Makes sense. Okay. So I think we're coming to a point where you've obviously given us like your background, your Ghanaian roots, where you've traveled. 50 countries for those of you that just joined us as well. That's a lot of countries. I think I can only count maybe three, four.
Ghana, Dubai, and
Malaga for me.
And Malaga, Spain.
That's what I'm doing. But yeah, no, I was actually looking forward to going to Mykonos, actually. That was my plan.
Yeah, Mykonos is nice little turn-up spot, you know, tan, cocktails.
Have you been there as well?
I've not been. I've been to Greece, I've been to Athens. I was there last year in November, but I've not been to Mykonos. I was considering going this year, summer, but obviously Corona said no, so.
Anti-Corona, don't worry, after 7:30, we're going to just release ourselves in that situation, don't you worry. Okay, so hold on 1 second, sorry. I'm just going to try and just bring up just a few more points. So,
yeah, sure.
I just kind of want to understand in terms of like for someone like myself,
yeah,
has booked her ticket to Mykonos,
yeah,
to Greece, and it's coming up in July, and I'm seeing that there's cancellations happening. I've seen Sky News and they're telling me that they've parked all their planes, you know, well, a vast amount of their planes have been parked up in the countryside, Cotswolds, I think, yep. So I just want to know, how can I get my money back? Obviously there's so many articles, but this is your specialist area. So I'm just thinking,
the one most important piece of advice for anybody with a flight booked is to not cancel your flight.
Okay.
Because if you cancel your flight, that's a voluntary choice. So you decided to cancel your flight. So legally, the airline is not required to give you a refund because you've made the choice to cancel your flight. However, if you wait until the airline cancels, then they have to give you a refund by law. You're protected under ATOL, which is the governing body for air travel, and they require that every airline issues each passenger with a refund if a flight is cancelled. It's a difficult process now, obviously, because there's a lot of cancelled flights, there's a lot of people trying to get their money back, you are entitled to, so I'd suggest just persisting and sending emails, calling up, or just wait, because eventually they'll have to give you money back at some point. Obviously, there's some airlines which could potentially go bust.
Yeah.
So it's best to chase sooner than later. But like I said, don't cancel your flight. Just be patient and wait on that. And also, you've got a second option, as if it takes too long to get a refund, you can follow up with your credit card company. If you booked on your credit card, you can follow up with your credit card company and they can give you a chargeback, which is always why it's a good idea to book your holidays and travel on a credit card, so you're protected.
Yeah. See, I
did it on debit. Yeah, so there you'd be protected. So I suggest just waiting out until they, because they will cancel the flight, right? It's not going to happen. I don't think there'll be any flights until at least July, August, September. So anything before then would definitely be cancelled. But the airlines are quite sneaky, so they won't cancel it. Months in advance, they'll cancel it maybe 4 weeks until the flight's due. Yeah, exactly. So just be careful. Don't panic and don't cancel it.
Like, you knew already. Because, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Because either way, the last, if you cancel it, you're going to get a travel voucher anyway.
Yeah.
If you wait out, that's the least you're going to get. The most you'll get is a refund. The least you'll get is a travel voucher. But you shouldn't get that anyway. You should be getting your money back as a refund.
Okay. That's good. That's good to hear. I've read it, but now it makes a bit more sense. So, yeah, I'll definitely bear that in mind. And I think all of us, I know a vast lot of young Ghanaian professionals and other people in our network will definitely be part of those that are travelling this year. That's good to know in that sense. I'm a little bit rattled because I'm just thinking, it's the weight of it all. But then who's really going to be on a plane knowing that corona's around? So yeah, that is something that I'm not I'm slightly anticipating that journey, but we'll get there. We move, so
yeah, I mean, I'm just hopeful that at least towards the end of the year, we're able to move around, because, yeah, it's a bit of a sticky one. Like, if they were to ban travel, that would be fine if we were able to move around the UK and see our friends and do whatever we want in London. But to not have the freedom to do either of those things is extremely difficult for all of us. And obviously, some of us probably got family in other parts of the UK.
Yeah.
I think that makes it even more difficult, you know?
I'm just thinking out loud. Anyway, that thinking out loud will come into play after 7:30. Don't worry, guys. We actually have a few more minutes until 7:20. I want to basically share with you guys Holiday Helper, and I think it's an amazing website. I was on it earlier on today.
Thank you.
It was really clear and very concise as to what the website can do and can offer service to support. I think for me, obviously, we've gone through, there's the about page, we've gone through travel tips.
Yeah, I've got quite a few tips on there as well, actually, with some YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And also on Instagram, I share tips as well. So
that's really,
if you're on Instagram, you can follow me at Holiday Helper with an extra R on the end.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I think we've gone through like the current, the now, which is getting our flight tickets back. And how about it, and not to actually, no one cancelled before. I was so close actually the other day to cancel.
It's very easy, right? It's very easy because, it's not happening. So you think, okay, it's not happening, let me cancel and get my money back, which you normally wouldn't be able to anyway. But because people encourage you to cancel, and you can see airlines are not flying anywhere,
we're
triggered naturally to cancel it. But I think that's what they want you to do, essentially.
And then they say, look at the terms and conditions and it can't be done. Okay.
Yeah.
So we are literally like a minute away. And this is obviously that highlights areas, because a lot of us are coming from African backgrounds and a lot of us are coming to Ghana. So I'll just go into the Ghana service and what you can actually do as well. And I think that's amazing. Everybody that's on here, by all means, do share this with your friends and family and just go to the website and see how it can help you. And obviously, Kojo is actually within YGP as well, so I'm sure he'll be able to answer your questions as and when they come up. Thank you so much. But not least, I want to just summarize in terms of just enjoying your best life, everybody. I feel like I should be a radio presenter in this. And I think that from what Kojo said, that his life is half full. Like, most people see the glass as half empty, where, you know, maybe there might be family and friends pressures of like, you need to be in a relationship, you need to be tied. I say tied, okay, not. Just in case somebody's watching, you need to be
locked up. Don't let me
you need to be with somebody. It's not. This is a time season to actually upskill yourselves, guys. This is a time for you to hatch a new plan or work on the idea that you've had in the past. And actually understand that we are in the new digital age. Everything is now tech-driven, e-commerce led. All the shops, all our hair shops, let me not do that now. But there are some hair shops and like places in our community that's just kind of stuck at the moment in terms of how to transfer their service across. So this is an opportunity to say, actually, I want to work on myself. If it's not a business idea, then perhaps it's something for my own self, is my own passion or interest. And if you want to like paint, or I don't know, if you want to do like something with dance, literally the sky is your limit. And we can see evidently that Gojo has traveled 50 countries, and most of us are just sitting there waiting for babe. Babe's coming, so let's sit down in one corner and not explore nothing. No, so the purpose of this is really to encourage you all to be kind of content and do a bit more with your time. And this is such a good time to do a bit more. So thank you so much, Kojo, for joining. And I'm going to stop recording and ask you all to, oh, it's quite a lot of you guys actually. Let me stop share for a second. I will stop share and I'll ask you all to unmute your mics. Has anybody got a question at all for me? Hold on one second. Just stop.